This is Sunlight Medicine of the Soul. It's a beautiful time where taking a moment out of your day just to see your inner world. Sometimes the inner world can be chaotic, holding on to certain things that don't really serve us. What are those things that don't serve us? It could be certain patterns that come up. Sometimes some subconscious happenings that kind of tag along throughout our lives. Sometimes life can be very demanding, and how we can look at it if we're not too successful, or we don't have this yet, or we don't have that yet, we don't have this type of relationship yet, or we don't have that relationship yet, or maybe this relationship is too good to be true, or maybe I'm not worthy or deserve this relationship. And it can be anything. It can be anything that we may observe. Life is like a nice dance, an ebb and flow. Either we dance in life or we observe it. What is observable for our experience? We can have a certain opinion on how we look at life. Sometimes we're not grounded in our decisions because we're constantly reacting to everything. Everything around us is always stimulating our senses. I think that's why it's so important to master our minds, our awareness, how we observe our mind. That's why it's so important to meditate. Taking some time out of our day to give ourselves the gift to observe our amazing technological brain that we have. And once we observe that portion, we are able to start seeing the map on what's coming up that is real, and the thoughts that aren't real. And mostly these thoughts that come up are merely attachments to certain things that we have experienced maybe a couple days ago, what we've seen on TV, what we heard from our friends. And all this is energy. All this is just energy that's attached to our focus and memories. And these stories can either disrupt our focus of our purpose, what we want to do throughout our lives. For instance, this kid is going to college. Now, he has a purpose in mind. His commitment is to pass all his classes. And the purpose is that he wants to go to transfer to his university, right? And then throughout going to college, right, things come up. You know, there's some relationships. There's the human life of dancing with everything. He has to get a job. He has to focus on school. And then a woman comes into his life. And then he's learning how to have that relationship. Learning how to have boundaries. Learning how to communicate. And then, you know, it's the simple stuff. Learning how to have a budget. Learning to have a set standards, how to live by, a lifestyle. You know, all this is just programming certain things. We're constantly programming our lives. You know, we wake up every morning. You know, he gets ready for school. He studies. He takes his tests. He wants to take out his girlfriend to dinner. He plans it. He overplans it. You know, it's all these small things, right? Paying attention to all these small details. It's like in our own personal lives. So that's just an example. But in the course of our personal lives, you know, how much are we overthinking certain things? And sometimes we mind overanalyze certain stories. And it's just because, you know, we have certain anxiety, some worry, some fear attached to certain stories that we have. And that just brings up certain traumas that we've had, right? You know, again, we're dancing through the worriness. You know, imagine just observing it. It's not going to bother us. Nothing is there to keep us from it. How do we overcome these anxieties, right? How do we become more bold and overcoming our attachments, these small traumas that keeps us from doing what we love to do, doing what we dream to do? And not too long ago, I love asking questions. Just a formality, I guess, legality of things. I was actually wanting to know if they had to have a permit, having a table out at the beach. There's these young guys having signs with, you know, it says Jesus on there. I'm like, oh, I kind of get what they're trying to do, and I understand. It's very brave of them, and it's human. They people want to let other people know their happiness and their transformation and whatnot and their experience, right? Same thing what I'm doing here, talking to you. And he has a sign of Jesus on there. At first thought, I was like, hey, I was just very curious, like, were you able to have a permit? Because one day, hopefully, I can have a little, you know, desk out there and, you know, have a little interview with people and talking and have a nice podcast. It'll be great, you know. So, yeah. He said, no, we don't need no permit. And I think that's what no one's going to kick him out or anything like that. But he shared me his experience. And I was delighted to hear his experience. And you know what, because this is kind of my field of expertise in spirituality and religion, and I ask him questions about his experience, and he was just animate to like talk about who Jesus is and like why is it so important. And I was asking very direct personal questions that surrounds his experience. And I had to ask the question several times because he would just continue to talk about this thing that was, you know, Jesus was helping him. It's great, but like, the question was more directed to his experience. And nothing wrong with what he was doing. I'm really grateful that he found something that really empowered him to live out his purpose. And that's what he's doing. It's perfect. It's awesome. Coming back, you know, observing the situation, you know, how much energy are we investing in our daily lives around, you know, something that is masking our experience? And there's nothing wrong with this, right? Simple, the fact, like, when someone goes to a gym, you know, some people are not knowledgeable around going to the gym. They just go to the gym, see what works for them, and looks at the crowd, and monkey see, monkey do. It's like, okay, I'll follow what other people are doing, and my point exactly, I'm talking about myself. You know, I learned each time I go to the gym, but the expectation was, what is it going to serve me, and how am I going to have better goals and get where I need to be? You know, and asking questions, asking for help, it surrounds all of this. So coming back into this conversation, it's really about what keeps us from doing what we love to do, and how do we get there? It's doing it, not asking for permission, and allow yourself to experience yourself doing what you love. And there is going to be certain barriers, or that brick wall that keeps us from doing what we love to do. And that is the lesson. What is it going to take for you to feel from you doing what you love and how you experience it? Our life consists of breakthroughs and acknowledgement, learned experiences, but also giving it a try. Yeah. My lesson for me is, don't wait. I tend to wait a lot. But in the matter of fact of everything that there is, it's to participate and to appreciate the flow and how life is, and speaking into existence and really drawing the line in the sand and saying, I'm going to do this because I know that I believe in myself, and everything that is keeping me from my goals, it's just attachment. And around this attachment, I learn how to let go and detach what doesn't really serve me. And this can go with addictions and anything that has to do with codependency. like, you know, relationships. You know, there are certain things that we have a certain trust, and that goes deeper. It goes a lot more deeper than that, right? It goes far. How it becomes relevant is what we do about it. And what we do about it can change everything in our personal lives and everything that we do. And for the most part, we're able to shift our mind into a different perspective with just ease and awareness. And being observant is just a place in our lives that bears so much fruit to becoming a wholesome person and becoming more conscious how we carry out our lives. And to be honest, it's becoming more authentic in our own lives. In our own lives, being fully authentic and shining bright into each day. And in the background sound of things, like, you know, there's a damn bird outside chirping at 2 a.m. And it doesn't give 2 shits about people sleeping at night. That's cool, you know. Nature teaches us everything. So don't be afraid to bloom. And when you bloom, you break and dissolve those barriers in your life. And you will see the lessons behind that. And every shift you make, there is a lesson behind everything. And it's not getting too attached to outcomes. And allowing yourself to really see the depth of how we're attached to certain outcomes in our life. You wanted it this way, or you wanted it that way, and you didn't get it the right way, or you didn't get it the wrong way. It doesn't matter. It's just a lesson. It just depends how you treat yourself after the lesson. And that's the beautiful part, you know. We give ourselves the ability to see past, you know, what hurts us, because we know it's going to hurt if we are too attached. But that's part of it, right? It's part of the, I guess, the traps. You know, everything's traps. But I don't want to look at it that way. It's just experiencing something. Experiencing me talking through this microphone while you are listening through your speaker or your earphones, and going through the process of learning what's going on in your life, and you're discovering things that you like, things that you don't like. And the process is that, you know, don't beat yourself up in the process, because if you beat yourself up, like, then why? You know, it's like you're giving yourself a treat and you're like, oh, poor me, I shouldn't have this treat. Stop it. Give yourself the ability, like, you know what, I deserve this, and that's okay. And I know I did a wrong choice, and I shouldn't eat the French toast, and that wasn't a good idea, but I still loved it and enjoyed it. So that's part of the joy. Don't rob yourself from the joy you experience. And I'm gonna land this in the final words, you know, Do not rob yourself from your own joy, because you deserve to have that joy. Have a good night.